Well, we've talked so many times about economic development, economic ideas here in Michigan. What have you seen here that seems to carry that still, especially in the Upper Peninsula?
You know, one of the things that we've really focused on is biomass and the converting of waste and to energy, especially wood waste. And so, you know, Verso Paper is an example, has got a great example of that. That kind of process is really exciting because they're putting construction workers to work, they're adding people to do this process, but they're also creating renewable energy. And if we can do that on a number of different in a number of different places, not just in the UP, but across Michigan or across the country, be a sort of a demonstration site for how plants can provide their own energy going forward by using their waste to energy. It's great stuff. So that excites me a good deal.
In the new budget proposal that you put on the table this week, you're calling for no tax increases. You're looking at, it seems to me, in a way that you want to get it taken care of quickly. How important is that with all of these budget processes and having no delays like we've seen?
Well, I guess quick is all a relative term. I've proposed my budget back in February, and here we are in August, and it's still not done. But I understand that the legislature is nervous because of an election year. So I put forward a revised budget proposal in light of the additional revenues that we have gotten, and I'm hopeful that they get it done. They've got to get it done by October 1st. If they don't get it done by October 1st, then the government shuts down, and it's a terrible circumstance. So honestly, these legislators who are all up for re-election, if they don't get this basic job done by October 1st, then I'm sure that the voters will reward them or punish them at the ballot box in November.
It's been an incredibly challenging 8 years while you have been the governor. What do you look back on as... I don't like using the term legacy, but
either.
You know, that feeling of what has what are you most proud of?
Yeah, I'm most proud of what we've done. I'd say two things. Walt, most proud of what we've done in education to raise the standards and to get everybody geared toward going to college. The increase in the number of adults who've gone back to be retrained, I'm very proud of that. But I'm also proud of the work we have done to add new sectors to our economy, particularly in renewable energy. And we've seen some great progress. We've been written up nationally. In fact, Business Facilities Magazine just said this week that Michigan was the third best state in the country for renewable energy growth. So I'm excited about that. Hopefully people can see the fruits of that work into the years to come.
You have a lot of work still to do before you are done, but when you think about it, what is it that you're going to probably miss about having the opportunity to be the governor of Michigan?
Mackinac Island. I can tell you it's such a beautiful thing. But from a work point of view, I would say that it's been a great privilege, especially because we've gone through such tough times. It's been a great privilege being able to direct resources to the people that need it most during these tough times. For example, I'm really proud of the fact that not a single person has been cut off of health care during the time that I've been governor, despite all of the challenges, unlike other states where they've made the different decisions. So I'm proud of that, and I will miss the opportunity to be able to weigh in on those kind of decisions.
All right, I appreciate your time. And of course, just one final question. What are you going to do next?
What are you going to do next? Maybe I'll go to Disney World.